Today, Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced a revised water quality standard for our state. The standard is based on something called the fish consumption rate. That number sets permissible levels of pollutants like mercury and arsenic based on how much fish people eat, or how much fish the state says they eat. For years, the state estimated the average amount of local fish people ate was about one bite per day. Environmentalists and local tribes say that number is too low, and businesses have concerns about raising it higher. Maya Bellin was on stage with the governor today as he announced the new standards. Bellin is the director of ecology for Washington State. She told me about the new fish consumption standard.
This new proposal goes from the current fish consumption rate of 6.5 grams per day to 175 grams per day, which is a modest fillet. And so what we're doing is we're trying to keep the water clean enough to be able to make sure that we protect Washingtonians that eat a serving of fish a day.
After Governor Inslee's first proposal wasn't passed by the state legislature during this last session, the Environmental Protection Agency stepped in to essentially issue its own rule. So does the proposal we're looking at today give us cleaner water than the EPA's standards would have?
So the proposal that that EPA put out was very narrow in that it only changed two parameters of the current fish consumption formula. It's a complicated algorithm that we put numbers into to figure out what the numbers need to be on the back end for cleanup levels. And all they did is they changed the fish consumption rate in Washington State's current law to 175 grams. The difference in what we're doing is we are making sure that we just don't have a change in formula, but we have an entire program that implements that formula to work with industries and businesses and municipal wastewater treatment plants so that they can come into compliance with an updated rule.
And one of the ways that this new plan will help local businesses is there, according to the press release from the state, there are timelines to allow a little more flexibility for businesses that might produce chemicals like arsenic, mercury, to figure out how to reduce those levels. That's not something the EPA provided, though. So how does that flexibility help us get to cleaner water?
It does, because then we're able to actually implement a program. The way EPA did their draft rule, it really was not implementable. It was incredibly inflexible, and it was compounding conservatism that would have potentially paralyzed our dischargers from not being able to have any solutions to get those out of the system. The state process helps those businesses come up with plans to be able to do it in a way that is better for our state in terms of keeping our waters clean, meeting an updated fish consumption rate of 175 grams per day, and empowering those businesses to meet those standards in the long run.
So ultimately, how close does this new proposal get us to setting this new water quality standard that we've been looking for?
This hits the mark.
So you're happy with it?
I'm feeling very confident that what we're putting out there today is protective of Washingtonians, it's protective of our kids, and it also enables us to have good relationships with our businesses and our towns and our cities so that we can be right by their side, making sure that they're doing what they want to do in the long run, which is also protect the environment and make sure that we all have clean water.
How long do businesses get to reduce the amount of chemicals that they're releasing into the water?
So that depends on what the chemical is. As we do a case-by-case analysis of the different discharges that are happening and what types of chemicals are in those discharges. And so it depends on the chemical, and it depends on the water body and several factors, and then we'll put together essentially a really a tailored plan for that particular discharger to figure out what helps them get into compliance. And so that could range depending on the facts and the circumstances.
What does the range look like?
These permit cycles are every 5 years, and so some will be doing testing for the next permit cycle to figure out if they even have some of these contaminants in their water. If they do, then their next five-year permit would put them on a path to meet that, and it depends on the circumstances of the ability to treat. If there are types of treatment mechanisms that are available and out on the market, or if we need to come up with a new way to deal with treatment. So it really depends on the situation, the chemical that we're dealing with, and the circumstance in which that company is in terms of ability to treat and putting them on a path to ultimately reach compliance with the new standards.
So depending on the circumstance, the chemical, the business, we could be looking at more than 5 years before something is reduced.
That could be the case.
You said that you're satisfied with the proposal that we heard this morning. What needs to happen next in order for it to be implemented?
So we will immediately put together what's called a draft rule under the State Administrative Procedures Act. We call it a CR-101. That's a code revisor. We will file a proposed rulemaking for going down this path. And then we're hoping by early 2016 that we'll have an official draft out for public notice and comment and go through the process. And then we have 180 days, no longer than 180 days from getting that out in early 2016 to adopt a final rule.
Maya Bellin is the Director of Ecology for Washington State.